health and happiness across river islands. Quote, holding authorities accountable for quality health services. End of quote. Story by Monarama Manheru. Written by Samia Afrin. Location, Bangladesh. Partner organization, Naripaho. CQC framework highlight. CQC monitoring systems must include continuous tracking of services for vulnerable groups including migrants, internally displaced, persons with disabilities, socially excluded, people living with HIV and women. Their access to SRH information and services including AMIT and referrals must also be tracked. Sankalpa Trust is a community-based organization CBO of Naripaho that is working as part of the WHRAP South Asia initiative toward decreasing maternal death and is advocating for continuum of quality care CQC. Note reference, 1. In Bangladesh. As part of this project, Sankalpa Trust formed the Right to Health Alliance. Note reference, 2. And its members visited 5 chair. Note reference, 3. Areas in the Barkana and Pachuakhali districts of Barisal Division in December 2014 to learn about the standards of living of the people there and their access to health services. During this visit, the alliance members saw that these chairs are situated 20 to 30 kilometers from the mainland and there is no other communication or transportation system from a chair to the mainland or to other chairs aside from boats, and these are also poorly available. There are 3,000 to 10,000 people living in each chair, but most of them are illiterate due to inadequate access to education. There is only one educational institution, the primary school, in a chair. There, page 24, is little opportunity of employment. Most people sustain themselves by farming and fishing. For this reason, their monthly income is less than $5,065 and their standard of living is very low. Early marriage is a common reality within the chairs. Often, parents marry off their daughters when they are between 10 and 14 years old. As a result, they become pregnant as adolescents and suffer poor maternal health and complications, particularly as there is insufficient access to government health services in the chairs. Due to a government mandate, there is only one community clinic in one chair, usually in those with a population of more than 6,000, and these clinics are only open for 2 to 3 days per month. Many smaller and more remote islands with lower populations are denied basic health services. People have very little idea about maternal health services and many pregnant women often take medicines from quacks and religious charlatans. There is no primary and emergency health services for women to depend on. Therefore, maternal death and child death rates are higher than mainland. Note reference, 4. Moreover, there is no health facility in Kararias. During the visit, Alliance members collected crucial information about health service systems in the Chair Areas, made a report on the basis of that information, and presented and discussed it in the Alliance meeting to develop a plan for advocating with local authorities to improve the situation. Image. Caption. Sankalpa Trust staff traveling to River Isands. Source, Naripaho. End of caption. Image description. This picture shows a trip of Sankalpa Trust staff members over river islands in Bangladesh. End of image description. Image. Caption. An alliance member collecting information of Marshall Islands in the chair. Source, GM Badal. End of caption. Image description. This picture shows a member from Right to Health Alliance Service, talking with a chair resident in Bangladesh, for gathering information on maternal health. End of image description. Page 25. The information was used as evidence for lobbying with the local authorities, the administration of the hospital, the civil surgeon, the assistant director of the family planning department at the district level, and the health and family planning officer at the Auxilla sub-district level for improvement of health services at Chair Areas. The alliance members also met with the Auxilla chair and vice chair, and with the Union Parishad chair to discuss the issues and how to provide better health care in these smaller chairs. Additionally, they discussed with the health service provider of the community clinic about his responsibilities. They also sent the report to Naripaho and the WHRAP South Asia Initiative. Due to the repeated efforts of the alliance members, the local authority finally took some steps to improve the condition of the health service system in the Chaitres, and things are changing. For example, the decision was made in the meeting with the auxiliary health and family planning officer that a second community clinic would be established in the comparatively smaller Machhur, which is now under implementation. Additionally, the Dashmin Auxiliary Alliance members came together to form a medical team consisting of volunteers from the locality and doctors of the auxiliary health complex. Later, alliance members took the team to the Chaitrapati, name of the area given by the people who built the locality, and held a one-day health camp that provided regular checkup and primary health service to the people. Another significant achievement by the Chaitra visit of alliance members is the increased availability of primary health services at Chaitra Borhan. Earlier, the Chaitra Borhan Community Clinic opened for only 2 to 4 days in a month, but now, after the visit, it remains open regularly. As a result, people in these chaitras are getting primary health services. This has led to an improvement in the health situation of the chaitra area. Women in particular are getting better health services, and they are very happy about it. Page 26. Page 27.